go.
Who the hell are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We are the Knights!
Uh-huh.
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerds Do podcast. We are a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with
Sam.
And Sean.
And we're minus John today due to tax season.
Tax season, people. Do your taxes.
Yeah, make sure you file or ask for that extension. April 15th.
Yep.
Same day every
year. Coming up quick. Is everybody here paid? Everybody's good?
I need to do mine, but it's going to be quick.
God, oh, no. I don't get paid.
Well, I mean, you paid your... I haven't been paid. I think I'm owed like $300 for the state, and that's it.
From the state?
Yeah.
State oh, you're actually getting money.
Oh, after I paid federally, yeah.
Oh, well, it's just, are you a net positive?
I think I'm like $150 positive.
That's perfect then.
Yeah.
Because you're absolutely, you filed your taxes absolutely perfectly.
Yeah. So
that's the best case to be in. Well, anyways, this week's episode, aside from taxes and normal financial advice,
this week on Knights of Taxitude,
maybe we'll create like a financial advice thing every episode. Yeah. Little quick sentence right there.
Yeah, but we just give terrible advice.
Buy Enron.
Enron stakes.
It's making a comeback.
They've never been cheaper.
just my word. Anyway, this week's episode, it's kind of a light week. So we're going to talk about probably a couple things in news. There's a little tiny tidbit of Star Wars news. Only bringing it up because there's nothing that's come out.
Yeah.
Then there's the Apple announcement that happened a few days ago, where they announced a few things, credit card, TV, magazines, things like that. And then
religion.
Sean has continued to watch the worst episode of the entire year last year, or the worst show of the entire year.
Not
last year.
Not last year, 2 years
was
ago.
Was it 2 years ago?
It originally aired in 2016. I think we started watching it in 2017.
Oh, okay. Anyway, but we mutually agreed that it was probably the worst show we've seen
of
the year.
Yes.
Of that year. And for some reason, you're watching season two of it.
I'll explain.
Should we just start off with that?
Do you want to go right into that?
Why don't we just get on with it?
All right.
'Cause that is,
so,
I don't...
If you remember 2 years ago on this podcast, Chris and I were watching this show called The OA, or The Original Angel.
During the boom of Netflix's original content, we tried to watch everything.
See, if I was good at editing, this is where I cut in of the original conversation.
Right.
With a nice...
But Sam was horrible at editing. So.
Also, I'm lazy, so I'm not going to try to learn.
So we talked about this, and I don't think we watched it all at once. We did it in bits and pieces.
What, The OA?
Yeah.
It was a mistake.
It's about blind girl gets kidnapped. Gets her sight back through near-death experiences, and then tells a bunch of people about it. And then, spoiler, end of the season, she gets shot and killed. And
question whether or not she gets killed. It's interpreted.
Right. And you find out that all the pieces of the story that she was telling these people were in a box under her bed, like Homer's Odyssey and stuff like that.
There were books.
There were books and stuff about basically piecing it all together, like fabricating it.
It was
that.
Awful.
We hated that
it was
ending.
So bad.
I was pissed when I watched that. I was like, I just wasted, I think it was like 10 episodes. I was like, because it had such a good idea. Like, it was like a mystery. You're trying to solve, like, what's going on. And then they drop that bombshell on you. And you're like, what have I been watching for the past, like, 10 episodes?
Yep.
This is bullshit.
Agreed.
I want my money back, Netflix. Ooh, the Defenders are on. So, the new episodes, the next season, which came out almost 3 years later, came out on this past Friday. And Amy looked at me, and she was like, oh, the OA, you want to watch it? I'll give it an episode. Because I remember when it ended in...
Because I
said that it was renewed for a second season, I on this show, I said, I will watch the first season to see where it's going, and then I will decide from there. Because I was very, very upset with the way it ended. That being said, guys, this is great. This is a great show.
You suck.
It still deals with Prairie was the main character, her situation and the people that she was with. But it kind of goes down like a sci-fi mystery thing where it's a missing girl and it follows a PI looking for this girl and like this web of lies that he's going through and like it all has something to do with something and like it's got lots of twists and turns and you're always like trying to figure out what happened to this girl and that is like the main plot of this story of this season. Yes, Prairie's in it, and so is the bad doctor, you know, Draco Malfoy's dad.
Jason Isaacs, yeah.
They're both still in it. Same with
Jason Isaac, that guy was the best part of the whole show.
He's in it a lot.
Oh. Did he create this? Hold on.
No, he didn't.
I just looked at the creators.
No, I don't think he created this. Spoiler, I'm going to throw this out because you need to hear this.
Right into the spoilers. No,
you, because Chris, you need
to
hear
this. I'm not going to watch it, so you were more than welcome to.
So,
ample heads up for a listener.
I think it's like this one of the first episodes, they deal with the aftermath of Prairie getting
shot.
The school shooting. And it deals with that core group. And the kid, one of the kids, the one that was like super smart and had everything going for him, he met with Prairie's dad and was like, I broke into the house. I looked under the bed. I found the box of stuff. I know she was lying. And he was like, oh, no. Like, we gave that. The therapist told us to give her those well after she was telling you her stories. So it was like trying to, a coping mechanism that the therapist thought would help.
Oh, so they just were like, okay, that didn't work. Let's make a U-turn.
That's fine. And that was like the last time
they
really
probably like, people hate this now. Yeah. So let's try and
but
change
it. But I think the shift of the focus to that the missing girl, though, that missing girl, that story, it's real. Like, I'm on episode 7. I finished episode 7, so there's one more episode that I need to watch. I've been itching to watch this episode because hopefully it wraps everything up and I need it to wrap everything up, but this season, super science fiction-y, like, a lot more than season one. Like, it's, like,
there was none in season
one. Yeah, no, this is huge in sci-fi because, like,
I want to say there was none.
No, but
it's all about near-death experiences.
Yeah,
but
this is, like, lots of, like, quantum physics and, like, sci-fi element, like, lots of it, and I'm loving every second of it.
I can't. I don't know.
I'm telling you.
I love how you're willing to give a show.
I told you
season plus.
I was willing to give it one more episode.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see where it was going from there.
Season plus one.
Yeah. If it was going where I thought it was going to go, then I was giving up on the show, and it wasn't going where I thought it was going to go. So
see, not a lot of people think like you.
No,
a lot of people give shows like that a season plus an episode.
Sometimes you have to, though.
TV studios will never, ever, ever do think like that because they have to budget for certain things, and they're not going to make one episode to see if people like it.
Well, that's what a pilot's for.
Part of season two, though.
Right. Well, usually they'll shrink the second season down. They'll cut the number
of episodes. If they hate it, but Netflix doesn't.
No, like,
review it, release anything. Yeah,
there's
so
plenty of shows that have cut down the number of episodes, like for a season.
Oh no! I agree. Especially for a show that's doing great.
So,
but it's just Netflix doesn't release anything, so nobody really understands why. Yeah. And for some reason, this has a 7.8.
Look at season two ratings
on IMDb. Can you see it by episode on IMDb?
Yes. So if you go to IMDb, that like this totally backs up my my thought process. So if you look at season one, it's all like low eights.
Oh, I see it. Yep.
You go to season two, it's all mid to high nines. Like, this show got a lot better.
Even then, an eight is still freaking high for this bad show.
Well, no, but it was bad up until the ending. I completely
agree. What ending?
The payoff in the end, I guess.
Of season one,
yes.
There was a payoff?
It was a horribly anticlimactic payoff.
Okay.
And
so Phyllis is in the show?
Yes, Phyllis is in the show.
Huh.
Yeah. She's a major main character in both seasons one
and
two.
She's a teacher?
Yeah. She's the lady from The Office.
I know who she is.
But yeah, so you look at season one. Like I said, I mean, an eight is pretty good for a TV show. But to be in the nines, I think the third episode is the lowest at a 9.0.
That's the lowest dips. I don't get how.
This season got a lot better.
I can't bring myself around to watch the second season because I don't think it should have made another one. I don't think they should have made one. I'm going to stand by the principal on this one.
After season one, I completely agree. Once I heard they were doing season two, that's when I said, I'll watch one episode. And I watched it, and I'm happy I did. It's awesome. It flies by. Great elements. I mean, I love this show again.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't.
I'm telling you, it deserves a watch.
I can't. It was just so freaking bad in the first.
I know. Trust me, I completely agree.
All right. That's just my opinion, because apparently these kids over here are waiting 8.1, 8.2, things like that.
That's normal for a television.
But that's still pretty damn high. I want to know how
the thing with IMDb, though, is when it comes to television, it's going to be high. Like, even like a horrible show will get like mid-7s.
See, this is what I don't get, and this is why I don't understand your ratings for movies.
I don't rate TV and
is
movies.
It's never
different.
As wide of a gap as mine is.
TV and movies are different, though, like for a rating system.
I agree, but there needs to be... You can't say bad shows are 7.5s.
I'm not.
No, I know, but every show we've seen on IMDb, it's usually a 7 or higher. There's very rarely lower.
If it's lower, it's like a 2 episodes and done. I think I think Powerless is like that low.
But there's a few other things, but it's just bad shows never really get below a 7.5, and that's a C. That means in my eyes it would get a second season, but
in your eyes and for the network, it would.
But then why didn't it rate it lower, like a 5? So it's just, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Well, anyway.
Yeah, like Powerless. You remember that show with, I was on...
Is that Alan Tudyk?
Yeah.
And,
where it was like, he was Bruce Wayne's cousin.
Yeah. They had the place that developed things, insurance against...
The show we made fun of. Yeah.
Like, John watched the first episode and was like, wow, is this bad? Yeah. Basically, that, like, averaged in the 7s.
Yeah, see, and that didn't get a full season. Didn't even get a half a season.
But it's the weird area of IMDb ratings where if you're looking at a television show, just know it's going to be rated higher than if it was a movie.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's really weird. It makes me think people just go on there and... Just rate things high.
But it's one of those things where it's like, if you like it, you're like, oh, it's a 10. If you didn't like it, you're like, oh,
see,
it was
I really
like
want Netflix
8.
To release numbers. I really do. I really want them to release numbers, particularly for things like this. Because this first season, I can't imagine a lot of people liked. And then I can't imagine a lot of people sitting there like, oh, well, it was bad, but let me watch the second season.
Yeah.
So.
But the last episode of this season is the highest rated at 9.7.
Well, season finales usually are for any
show. It was an
8.3
last time.
Yeah, so.
So, I'm just saying, like, believe me, this show got a lot better.
All right, shall we...
Moving on.
Shall we move on? Do you want to do the Star Wars little tidbit thing?
Sure.
In the news?
So, we may have gotten a leaked poster for Star Wars, may have, I'm saying, because it hasn't been confirmed, but people are very concerned over this movie right now because it does release in December this year.
9 months out.
We're 9 months out. We don't have a title. We don't have an official poster, and we don't have a teaser trailer.
We didn't have any of that.
Yes, we did.
No.
Yes, we did.
What did we have for Avengers?
Don't go Avengers. Go.
That's just a monster in and of itself.
True.
I wouldn't go
Marvel
that.
And Star Wars are completely different.
So use Spider-Man: Far From Home.
No,
as an example.
How you do it is you use the other two as examples. Episode 7 and 8. By episode 7, we were. Was it the Super Bowl? We got the teaser trailer.
Yep.
And
then it came out in December.
Episode 8, we got the teaser trailer, I believe, in December with an announcement of the name. Oh, no, I think the name came out December. The teaser trailer came out in, like, February. Here we are almost April. We don't have a teaser trailer. We don't have a name.
All right.
We don't have a poster. We have nothing, and we're nine months out.
I'm not concerned.
No. Like, I know what you're trying to apply, and people who are in the same boat as you are trying to imply that this is somehow a shit show.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying,
this is odd.
I mean, and we already know the whole franchise was a joke, because they changed directors after the first one. There was no overall plan.
Yeah, they went from JJ to Ryan to back to JJ, because... It's been a shit show.
They should have just stuck with one, but that's just beside the point.
Last time they stuck with one, we got the prequels.
But like, go ahead, then. We're still, 9 months out?
But it was a consistent plot.
Yeah,
like,
but
we
but
got
this is...
plenty of time, people.
Right, but
plus,
this is...
Plus, I guarantee you, it's not... Lucas Films is not the one behind these decisions of when to release these things.
It's
Disney.
Disney.
And if you're Disney right now...
What
you
are you thinking?
You want to clear as much path for Avengers right now.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're thinking.
So, like, you're not going to, like, try to double up and, like, delude all the hype. Yeah.
Dumbo comes out in 10 days, I think.
Yeah, they got Dumbo, too.
Dumbo comes out in 10 days, and reviews are...
Not good.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're not.
See, this is what I hate about reviews beforehand, because MovieWeb... released something where it says, like, positive Dumbo soars or something like that.
A lot of the reviews a lot of the reviews are, the movie is but Dumbo's adorable.
Yeah, right.
And that's basically every review.
That's exactly what I thought it would be anyway. But anyway, you're right, Sam. Disney's making way for, well, Dumbo's kind of, I feel like there's going to be a limit on it, because
Dumbo
even though it's out for 2 weeks, Avengers is out the
Dumbo
fall.
Is currently at 55%. On Rotten Tomatoes.
I won't take that. It's more than a week out. I'm not going to.
That's off of 118 critic scores. That's not audience.
I'm still not taking it from that. Because it's still, we're still, what, 2 weeks away?
When does it come
out? It has to be 2 weeks away.
No, I don't care about us.
It's not this weekend, right?
It is this weekend.
Is it this
weekend?
Yeah. All right, then I'll take that.
Literally
55?
2 days away.
50%.
Oh, sorry, tomorrow. It comes out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, Thursday. Thursdays. Okay, so, yeah. No, then no. Yeah, I can believe it. 55%.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been on board with these whole let's make live action movies out of our originals, because I haven't heard any of these as great. I've heard some of them are okay.
I mean, I personally wasn't a fan, but Beauty and the Beast got Oscar nods.
I can
Wouldn't
guarantee
they, like,
you.
Technical though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dumbo's so, gonna like, get. Yeah. Dumbo's gonna get. What is it? FX probably?
No. Yeah. I doubt
Maybe.
It.
Probably.
Especially since you've got Avengers and Star Wars in the same year. I don't think it's going to...
Well, there's Avengers, Star Wars, and then you have Captain Marvel, so there's three. Far From Home, probably not as much as the others.
I don't think Captain Marvel's going to get any attention from the... because though this is... it's shaping up to be one of the highest grossing... Was it heroine, like, female lead... minus Star Wars, the new trilogy, it's like of all time.
Oh, we'll see that when it crosses that bridge.
At a billion.
It is almost at a billion, which that shocked me a little bit. But
no, because to continue off of something that we talked about last week, this is doing awesome overseas.
I know, and it's keeping it going.
Yeah,
and this is why it kind of shocked me a little bit. So, but what was I going to say? Disney. Again, I think they're making way for Endgame.
I think
you might get a trailer in Endgame.
Yeah, maybe.
I think you might. That's when you maybe get the teaser.
Maybe you get a trailer then.
Because that's what?
Certainly
4 months, 5 months out.
Yeah, certainly after. Well, that would be 8. But
12? 4? Oh, yeah, 8. You're right.
But
God, my math is awful right now.
Yeah, we just said it's 9 months out. You imagine a movie
a month.
1 month away, and you're like, five months out.
My tax month. Now my tax advice just took all calculating ability away from me.
Don't
right
trust
now.
Chris's math.
My tax advice, though.
Somebody out there's like, crap. Call Enron. We don't want to buy the stocks.
Oh boy. And then. Yeah, I think you might get a teaser.
You might.
And then Spider-Man Far From Home is definitely going to have a trailer.
I hope.
Definitely.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I would, like I said, though, after, I think it was after Solo came out, how I said, I want to be completely immersed in this film. I want to be, like, how excited I was as a kid for the prequel trilogies, because I enjoyed them. I understand they're not good, but I enjoyed them because I was the toys, and like I was getting Star Wars Insider. I was getting all the
soda
information
cans.
About these, the soda cans for episode one. I was getting all that stuff. So it was building up my hype, and episode seven, I was like, oh, it was good. Episode eight, I was like, it wasn't very good. So, and I stayed as far away from spoilers for those two movies. So this one, I want to go spoiler heavy. I'm not going to discuss any of it on here, but I want to go heavy into the spoilers. Disney's kind of screwing me right now because they're not releasing anything.
You got time.
Yeah, I know I got time.
If they don't, if it comes July 1st and they don't have...
Yeah, then I'll start worrying.
That stuff,
oh, yeah.
Then
yeah.
I'll
no,
start
I,
to
I,
worry.
I,
but even then, I don't... I'm even then, I would still not be worried. Number one... J.J. Abrams, we all know he's one of those more secretive directors who doesn't really release anything whatsoever.
No, yeah.
I mean, we didn't know the whole title of Cloverfield until like 2 weeks before Cloverfield came out. It was the date. The movie had the date on it.
And it was an incredible trailer, and everything about what he... The thing
I love that. I really enjoyed that movie, too. So it's just...
It's not a good second watch unless you give it years. You have to give it like... 5+ years.
Yeah, you really do.
Wait, which one?
Just the original Cloverfield.
Original Cloverfield.
Yeah,
because I remember rewatching it like a year later and being like, "This is kind of bad."
Yeah, it's it's kind of a gimmicky movie.
Yeah,
because it's a found footage, and those are always gimmicky.
Right.
Like, it's very hard to make those like.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, the story necessitates this being a found footage.
Yeah,
but like,
especially a story that doesn't explain anything.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's no explanation.
That's fine.
Yeah, and it worked the first time I saw
it. What's also annoying is like the reason why you'd focus like a found footage is if like I'm invested in these characters, but those were really bland characters. Mm. I was just sitting there like, what's the giant monster? That's what I'm interested in.
I want to see more of Clover.
Yeah.
That was its name. It was named Clover.
I don't care about this weird romance.
The biggest realization out of that movie is that TJ Miller's the camera guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, that is amazing. And then I know, like, was it Lizzie Chaplin or whatever?
She was the girl
who exploded.
Mm-hmm.
Which weird moment.
Yeah. Not explained.
Not explained. It just happens, and you're like,
it doesn't.
Why?
I don't think that was the point that they tried
to. No, I know.
No, yeah, but like,
it was supposed to be a mystery, and it like, then everybody started asking questions, and then they put out 10 Cloverfield Lane, and then we were like, wait, now is what? At like the ending, like kind of forced, and doesn't really tie into Cloverfield. So then they put out Cloverfield Paradox, and it's like had nothing to do with it. And then at the end, oh, there's the monster, and it's giant now.
Oh, sorry about that. I just dropped it. Let's swing it back to Star Wars.
Okay, swing it back to
any further comments.
Yes, J.J. Abrams. I want your opinion on this. Safest director to film a movie. Like, it's not going to be amazing, but you know it's not going to suck.
I don't know about that.
Are you looking at, like, attainable directors? Because I think any Spielberg movie he touches...
Depending on what it is,
has
though.
A minimum.
No, like...
Like, I'd say this. He's actually kind of overrated.
You think he's overrated?
Yeah, I mean, like, you go back and you, like, look at, like, Star Trek, the new one.
Yeah.
Or...
I love that movie.
But that got people
movie.
More interested.
You love that movie?
I know a lot of people that really like. I was never a big, big Star Wars fan in the first place. Star or Trek. Star Trek. I'm sorry, Star
Don't
Trek fan.
Don't get it wrong.
I know. Sorry. I was never really a huge fan of that in the first place, and that just kind of sparked everything for me. And that's when I started watching all the movies again, and then all the I didn't watch Next Generation, but I watched the original episodes and stuff. Yeah, that sparked it for me.
Next Generation's pretty good. Just check it out.
Yeah, I've haven't heard seen, but I've heard that Next Generation is better than the original.
Like it has like one episode that has always stuck with me, where like they're about to make first contact with this species who's about, because the prime directive is you don't make contact with a species until they obtain light speed.
Mm-hmm.
And the species is about to obtain it, so they start making contact with like the leader of the planet, and it's just one of those interesting things where you don't see first contact from the alien's point of view, and we're the aliens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I just like that episode.
But safest director, I'd say yes, but I'm just a little hesitant because I think there are bad things that he has. There probably are some decent.
Can you name a bad movie he's done?
Here's the thing, least controversial.
Easily, yes.
Like
Oh yeah.
You pick him, nobody's going to complain.
But like the best of the Mission Impossible movies were all J.J. Abrams. You know, he brought Star Wars back, brought Star Trek back. I feel like if
brought lens flares back.
That's true.
Well, that's, yeah.
But
I mean, he's got a bunch of original content that is really enjoyable for a sci-fi perspective. I didn't see the new one that he did, though, that World War II, zombie type thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was actually, I need to check that out. That kind of looks interesting, though.
I think it was straight to video release.
I think it got limited
release.
Was it limited? Okay.
Yes. I forget what it's called. Oh, my God.
Overlord.
Yes, Overlord. That's it. I saw so many commercials for it on like Facebook and stuff, and a lot of like hype on it on social media. But like,
I heard it wasn't bad.
Yeah, it didn't get horrible reviews, which is nice. But that kind of goes back to the...
But he was just a producer of that, I think.
Oh, was he just a producer?
I think he was just...
But I feel like director-wise, like he's kind of... Like, he's a safe bet.
Yeah, you're not going to get many people upset about
No,
that.
You're not going to get people upset. And if you say, we're hiring on J.J. Abrams, people will be like...
Yeah,
okay, that's... I mean, I would have had somebody better, but...
I'm not going to be bored watching this movie.
Right. So, you're looking up Overlord?
Yeah, I want to see
what
he did here. Well, of course, Overboard is the first one that pops up.
Oh, God, with like Dak...
Prescott?
Dak Prescott.
No, Overboard.
Which one's
Overboard,
that?
Overboard, where the lady falls overboard and they pretend to be her
did
mom.
Did he direct it or produce it?
No, it's just IMDb. You type over.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. That terrified me for a second. I was like, he did that? My God, never mind. He's the worst.
Wow, so he's not director.
I know.
Not writer.
Yeah, I think he was just a producer.
Just a producer, yeah.
Yeah,
he wasn't even EP. He was just a regular...
Just a producer.
Just a regular producer.
So it was basically
6.10,
it was Crazy Robot.
6.10 rating on IMDb.
Yeah. Even like the first season of Lost wasn't horrible.
Like, yeah,
I've watched all of Lost. I'm sorry that I've seen it all. I guess it's nice.
Anyway, safe bet.
Yeah,
Star Wars wraps up the trilogy.
I've never been disappointed with anything he's done, but I have certainly been underwhelmed.
Yes, I will take that.
What is it? Force Awakens, Last Jedi.
He did Alias.
No, Force Awakens, Last Jedi. The route we're going is,
I don't know,
like the New Order or something like that.
The leaked poster has like the Knights of Ren on it. Possibly it's got like C-3PO holding a Wookiee bowcaster,
a red arm.
Yeah.
Jeez.
There's
that was a great part of that movie.
It was hysterical. Like that was one of
Did we ever get an explanation as to why it's red? Okay.
Do you need one?
I think in the comics there is one, but
don't know. Don't care.
Exactly.
It's not canon anymore.
No, those ones are.
Oh, the new ones? Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, Star Wars.
All right.
Comes out in December.
Yep.
No need to be worried.
9 months.
Still probably not going to see it opening day.
I will.
Yeah, I will.
See, and they just take money from us.
Yeah, but
knowing that we don't like the trilogy so far, and we're going to go see it.
This looks like the last one.
Of what?
Star Wars for the time being, like movies. Nothing else is in the works other than like TV shows.
Okay. I hope so.
I want a Solo too.
If they kill all, well, they have to kill. Are they going to kill Carrie Fisher? Princess Leia. She's I should say Princess Leia. Yeah,
she's in this
yeah,
movie.
Are they going to kill her off?
I don't know.
Like, just kill off the
that
trio.
That worries me too. Like, I kind of want to see a little bit of footage of her.
Didn't, like, one of her kids say, like,
they used, like, old footage
they
of
They used
her.
Old footage, yeah. But they said, like, it's good.
Yeah, well, they gave, like, their blessings, kind of, like, yes, you can use it, and it looks nice. Like,
yeah, yeah. So.
Well, was it her daughter
can't
is...
Can't look worse than what she looked like in Rogue One.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that one. But her daughter... Oh,
that was the question mark. That was the question mark of the movie.
Hope.
That was the only question mark.
What was weird was, like, Peter Cushing looked fine.
Yeah.
But, like, she looked weird.
Peter Cushing... Well, I feel... Notice that with these Disney movies?
What?
Samuel Jackson looked fine. Yeah. Peter Coulson looked weird.
It's one in one.
They can nail one.
Yeah. They put all their time and effort into one guy. And they're like, what about this secondary guy? Ah, screw him.
Give it to Gary. And like, Gary's cross-eyed. And
it's all about the screen time.
I got it, guys.
It's all about the screen time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It, should we...
I think we can move on.
Yeah, but you think you'd want to nail the last scene of the movie.
I think they did with the Vader thing right before it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah,
that was pretty awesome.
That last, like, 4 minutes of that movie, I was so excited watching that.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, everybody died, but still, it was so exciting.
But
you
finally got to see Vader Unleashed, which was awesome.
True, but it's not just that. You're like, oh, shit, that helmet looks familiar. Yeah. Oh, my God, the walls look familiar.
Yeah. I do remember reporting that they had a stunt suit on set. Just saying. I reported that.
Oh, boy.
Yes. You reported that.
Oh, yeah. No, Lucas called me.
Yeah,
he told me.
Yeah.
Himself. I didn't read it online.
You think Lucas has any involvement with these things?
I think he does have a little. I think.
I bet you now, because JJ is going to talk to him.
Oh, yeah. I think for episode 7, Lucas was involved a little bit. And then I think for episode 8, I don't think he had any involvement.
Okay.
I think
yeah,
he was
probably not.
Guiding J.J. Abrams for the first movie, and then J.J.
Like, if Lucas has no involvement in the dialogue, I'll be fine.
Yeah, no, and...
Just keep him away from the dialogue or trying to tell people, like, trying to help people act.
No, you know what the biggest problem with Lucas is he's not a good director.
Like, the main job of a director, which is, like, helping the actors... With their performance. He just doesn't know how to do it.
He doesn't know how to do it. I mean, the best of the Star Wars original trilogy...
Are the ones not directed.
He didn't direct. So, I mean, like... And then the prequel, he directed all three of them. And it just, like...
acting in that, not great.
No.
It's like... And you look at that, it's like, Ewan McGregor's a good actor.
Yeah, it's like, how did he come out of that unscathed?
Yeah.
There are several possible, if not award-winning, actors in this first movie. How did you mess it up?
Well, we all know Natalie Portman's not a good actor.
Natalie Portman, Keira Knightley, you got, you know,
she was
Frank
wicked
Oz.
Young in that first one, too, right?
Okay, Keira Knightley was in it for like a second.
No, actually, she's in it a lot.
She was the double.
Yeah. She's the queen. When they leave Naboo, she takes over as queen for the rest of the movie.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Shall we move on to the
To Apple.
The Apple discussion? Yeah. Apple topic? So there was an Apple news press conference by, God, what's his name? Iger? Bob Iger, I believe.
Damn it! Iger? No, Iger's Disney.
No.
I don't know exactly.
Tim Cook.
Yeah.
Tim Cook.
The ghost of Steve
Jobs.
I
was looking at Disney stuff a little while ago. That's why the name was popping in. But, Steve Jobs wannabe was up at... I think he was in California doing this.
That's where their headquarters is, so I'm assuming.
Anyway, they released a whole bunch of new products and a whole bunch of new things on the Apple platform, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
So they're releasing a few things. We won't go into the credit card. They're releasing
a
credit card.
That's an interesting one.
Okay.
Like,
well,
why?
No,
like, why? Yeah.
Because
exactly.
Okay, so here's what the credit card is. It's a piece of like titanium steel.
And the last guy who made a titanium card was part of the fire festival.
Exactly.
Right when you said that, I'm like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I've heard this before.
Sean's putting on a festival on an island.
Luda will be there. Anyways, so it's like a
festival Ja Rule is putting on again.
Yeah, he is. He is putting
another one.
Yeah, if at first you don't succeed.
Lie again.
So you do get a card. It's got the Apple logo on it, and that's it. That's all it has on it.
I know. It's all tap.
Yeah, well, there's no like credit card number or PIN or anything. It's directly ties into your Apple account, making it harder to steal because now there's no credit card number, which is kind of nice.
If you trust your security, it's all about security.
I'm sure in the coding there's some sort of number, but
yeah, so you can still use it as like something. I believe it does have a PIN, but. You just use it as like a normal credit card, but there is no credit card number on the thing. It's just tied into your Apple account.
Okay.
It just
cuts back on numbers.
Right. Well, it helps, like you said, security, like privacy is like the main thing they're trying to like go with now. Like you see that the new Apple commercial is like, all these things about security. Why not Apple products? Apple products are safe. That's their commercial.
I guess.
Trust Apple. We're not watching you.
isn't it weird how the company that did that commercial where it's like it's supposed to be like 1984 and the throwing the hammer through the thing has turned into that company that is controlling.
Buy our products. If you don't buy Apple, you're not cool.
Conform.
Sorry, yeah. I'm just trying to look up
on your iPad.
On my iPad, yeah, right. the next thing for the Apple release was the magazine and news subscription.
This one, magazine and news subscription.
Tip of 40 to all the magazines.
Yeah. Have you ever wanted all of your news articles in one space?
Sure.
Then we've got a product for you. For only $10 a month, you can get all the stuff you can get for free on the internet.
Yeah, that is true.
Some of them don't get. So Men's Health, for example.
Okay.
You can't read feature articles on the internet
do
until later.
Do you read Men's Health?
Online, yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Why?
I've never read Men's Health.
Well, it depends what you're into.
Yeah, most of that stuff, though, you can find for free online.
I know, but. Some feature articles you can't do.
Or Yahoo.
Anyway, it's probably just a downloadable thing. Instead of scrolling, you can turn pages. It's probably formatted to what you're reading it on.
So, like Amazon.
Sure.
They already
what do
have,
you mean?
They've had magazines since. Like,
oh, on the Kindle and stuff. Yeah. Well, anyway, Apple's getting into that game now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, two big companies need to compete against each other about something. Things on so it's $9.99.
I
think is what you said.
Yeah.
Certain things are excluded. New York Times, I think, is excluded, as well as Washington Post, I believe. Those are newspapers too. Those of you who don't know, Wall Street Journal is included.
Why wouldn't Washington Post be on that? I don't understand. What possible reason would they have?
Other things, The New Yorker, Esquire, The Atlantic, National Geographic, Men's Health, Vogue. And I'm sorry, that was it. Wall Street Journal, and I think there's a few more if I scroll down.
Basically all the biggies.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's all I got.
All right.
Yeah, that's about it.
$10 a month, all of that. And more! To come
probably. Well, they're saying 300 magazine subscriptions,
yeah,
300 plus. So, you know, it would be nice to actually do that. But when you're sitting in the dentist's office and you need to look at something and you don't want to be a millennial and look at your phone every 10 seconds, you've already done the Where's Waldo puzzles all the time.
Yeah,
and then you know you have magazines. You can't read the highlights stuff.
That's what it was. I was trying to think of what the kids' magazine was. I was like,
the highlights one with the word, search, and then the picture, and find the
items.
What's
wrong with the two pictures?
See, the thing is like, if you avoid the highlights, all you have left is either people or time. It's
or
like,
Sports Illustrated. Lots of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, from
50% of the time, there's a Sports
Illustrated. You're like, oh, what's this one? Barry Bonds, next Hall of Famer. Oh, this was from like 20 years ago. Yeah, no, it's old stuff.
So, moving on from Apple News
to Apple
TV.
Ah, this is where it gets good.
This is more upper alley than all the other stuff. Yes. But Apple TV, or, well, I guess
TV Plus.
Plus is what it's called. It's the new Apple streaming service.
Do we have a price?
It is quote unquote on par with all the other subscription services. So the lowest I think we have is $5.99 from Hulu to $15.99 for Netflix Premium, which it's no ads, no ads.
Oh,
high
Apple,
def.
The closest we got is Apple Music is what they charge for Apple Music, which is $9.99 a month and $14.99 for a family plan. So that's the closest we've really got.
So it's probably going to be closer to the $14.99 probably with multiple devices, things like that.
Yeah, and they brought some people in for this too.
Yeah, they're planning on doing their own own
programming
stuff.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, they had let's start with content amounts. They spent $1 billion in content so far.
All right.
Or they are planning on doing that.
Yeah.
The celebrities involved.
That's where it gets impressive.
Yeah, they got some big guns for this.
Number one, Spielberg.
Yes. Makes me okay, so this comes full circle with my whole Oscar thing.
Yeah.
He didn't want Netflix and Hulu and all them others to actually win Oscar movies.
Right.
Or Oscar awards because they are not
Apple
released.
Because they're not Apple.
But now it makes me think because they're not
Apple,
or because I think he's a stand-up guy, he'll fight for Apple to get wide release movies.
Maybe
in theaters, but who knows?
He could. I didn't watch the press conference, but all I'm thinking, Spielberg produces a lot of stuff.
He does Transformers. So
Transformers
2.
Pretty much anything.
Transformers
3. World.
I mean, DreamWorks is
Transformers 4.
DreamWorks is like his company, but
yeah.
It's like him and two other guys. But what was I going to say? All right, yeah, but he produces a lot of stuff, so this might be just him being like, yeah, I'll help you produce shows, but I won't direct anything I direct. I want release in theaters.
That could be the case. Yeah. That could be the case. But they also had Steven Spielberg was a big one. Obviously, the other big one was Oprah. She was up there, too. Jennifer Aniston, Steve Carell, Reese Witherspoon. So he has a bunch of there's a bunch of big names tied with this. They released ideas for shows, but I don't think they actually say this is coming out, this is doing it. They have ideas that they're doing. Steven Spielberg, I think, is doing like a world of sci-fi or science fiction, whatever it is. He's doing like a world of that. I'm sure there's no set things released, ready to be released yet. And then Oprah, I don't know what Oprah's going to do. Doesn't she have her TV show?
She has her own network, the O Network.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
And magazine.
Yeah, oh yeah, O, oh, the boy. Magazine.
I shouldn't have been surprised
by
that.
She has been producing some films lately. Like, probably the biggest would be 12 Years a Slave.
But do you think that's just producing. But do you think she would have to give up some of her exclusivity to some of those, like, TV channel networks or rights to TV to go to the Apple platform?
The weird thing about Oprah's O Network is I don't know if it's ever turned a profit, but she's just so rich she can keep it around. She makes money off of Dr. Phil. Dr. Oz she also does as well?
But you could make money off of Oz, Phil, and Oprah because those are probably the
anymore.
Three most...
She doesn't have a show.
Yeah, oh, she doesn't?
Does she who,
is Wendy Williams on that channel or no?
No. So she created Dr. Phil. I'm not sure about Dr. Oz, but I feel like she does have a doctor show. But both of those are on whatever, ABC, NBC, or whatever.
I think they're syndicated, so it's whoever picks them up.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're not on the O Network, but the O Network puts out like original content, like movies and stuff like that, and really bad reality shows.
Well, they might get enough where it's, I can't imagine there's a ton of movie, there's a ton of money being spent on those things, but I can't imagine there's a ton of money coming in.
No, that's why it's probably a break even. Yeah, they probably break even, but because she's so rich, she can afford it.
Yeah.
Especially since she's making money off of Dr. Phil and...
it depends on, like, you know, how in the red are they?
Right.
Like, if they're, like, near even, yeah, I can understand that. But I guarantee if they're losing a lot of money, I don't care how rich he is.
I guarantee you they make money, but it's not, like, as much as she was when she was just doing her own show.
Hmm. Yeah, whatever.
So... she's still rich. That's all that matters.
So, to sum up, Netflix, or to push it forward, but Netflix is, not Netflix, Apple is making their big push into online streaming services.
Yes.
And
did anyone actually watch this thing?
No.
I saw it live, but I couldn't load. It wasn't loading for some reason. I saw the updates.
I saw, like all the things Apple did, and I was like, great, something I can still ignore.
Because I was about to ask, like, if at any point they mentioned they were being brave.
Oh, God.
Just, like, after they were like, we got rid of the headphone jack because we're brave.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm never watching one of those.
You son of a bitch.
Wait, what is it?
Apple's like, we're brave because we're doing things no one else will. It's like, no, you're stupid.
The
like,
headphone jack?
Yeah. When they got rid of the headphone jack, what they said in the press conference was, you know, we're being brave for doing this.
Yeah.
For getting rid of a headphone
jack. I thought they put it back.
No.
They didn't put it back? Yeah. It's still wireless?
Yeah. Well, it's wireless, or you can buy an adapter.
Oh, yeah.
To do it.
In fairness, our phones,
Motorola's,
have that too, and that annoys the shit out of me.
But our phones came out, like, when we bought our phones, it came with that adapter. Because they were smart enough to say, hey, people need headphones. Here's the adapter free of charge.
Yeah, I mean...
Apple's probably... I don't even know how much that adapter is. I'm afraid to look it up.
It's probably $29.99, like every other piece of Apple tech for a phone.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Well, anyway, they're making their big push into the online streaming platform. They're starting off with $1 billion, just to put it in perspective.
Oh, it's not bad. It's like under $10, but it's still inconvenient.
Just to put it in perspective, $1 billion for Apple Plus, $2 to $3 for HBO, and then $12 billion for Netflix on content.
Oh, okay.
So they're paying 1/12 of what
Netflix does.
Netflix is doing, and less than half of what HBO is doing. Now think of all the shows that HBO has. They usually about run one show consistently throughout the year, and then there's a few series and stuff. Consistently there will be one show. So they'll have Thrones, Barry, and then they'll have that
Veep. I think is
coming
final
back.
Season.
And then
for
Curb
Veep.
Was last year. Curb. So they always have a show going. Yeah. It's always
Westworld.
Yeah, things like that. But they're still spending twice as much as, you know. So Apple, the big consensus is Apple's going to lose money in the beginning because they're going to create all this content, but they're not spending a lot of money on content.
Right.
And then you're probably trying to do a wide variety of TV shows, so it caters to specific groups, and then you're just going to have to build your content, but you're going to lose money in the beginning until you finally get people
to get hooked on these shows. Out of Hulu and Netflix, and it'll now be Apple, and then when Disney does their... Hopefully Disney follows suit, but I doubt Disney will. But the big thing about these is... And Amazon as well. You're seeing recognition at the Oscars. The Academy Awards are acknowledging these movies now. And I have a strong feeling... I mean, I have no data to back this up, but it kind of only makes sense that... Netflix and Hulu and Amazon run differently as a production company for directors, where I feel like, because up until, was it Heaven's Gate, which was in the mid-80s, came out, up till then, directors had full control over their movies. They could do whatever they want. When Heaven's Gate came out, it was a monumental failure. Production companies started taking control away from the directors, started taking over. And you hear a lot of, like, movies like, you know, perfect example, like
that Alien Resurrection was that way.
Alien 3. Alien 3 was like that. Yep. The Guillermo del Toro's first movie, Mimic, was like that, where he had an idea, they greenlit it, and then they came in and were like, no, you got to change all these things because we said so. I feel like Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, they're giving the directors the freedom they want.
Well, Netflix very famously doesn't give notes.
Right.
They just don't give notes.
And that is what attracts these movie makers, is they know that they can go in, they can make the movie they want for these companies. I mean, and especially in Netflix's case, they're starting to pump money into their products, like into what they're funding, like
certain things. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully Apple follows suit, because I would like,
it'll take time for them to develop the ability to run a smooth production.
They need to understand to take that step back. Like
this is just my own personal feeling, but like I can see Apple being one of those companies where like, they go to a content creator and be like, no, we're not going to pay you because this is exposure for you. That's how you get paid.
Yeah, I could see Apple becoming those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
How the Oscars don't pay their host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's exposure.
Or the Super Bowl doesn't pay the halftime show.
Yeah.
It's exposure.
You know what I think is an untapped market for either... You'd have to have a lot of money, so it's probably up Netflix's alley. Maybe even Prime's. And, yeah, probably not Disney, but going to regions of the... And I don't know if they do this yet. Go into regions. So you know how you guys do the 48.
Okay.
The film festival.
Yeah.
So have Netflix executives go around to these, like... things, or like not film school, not USC film school, because that's where everybody comes from, but go to these little like small state things
they do,
and then they just pick something that they think, all right, we'll give you $100,000. What do you think you need to make this work?
Maybe
and
not the, see what the 48, but you know
what I mean, like bigger scale probably,
right? Yeah, for us to enter one of those, I mean, first of all, we need an idea to get us three in a room. And Chris, if you want to do it this year, you're more than welcome to.
You sent me the dates. What were they again? July?
Yeah, I'll send them again. They're like mid-July. But, to get us all in a room and come up with a solid idea, it takes a while, and we get very distracted. And sometimes that's a good thing.
We so do. Oh, man.
This past movie that we did, which we won an award for our sound, we had like three different plots.
Three?
At least, well, we had the one where you were like Snidely Whiplash and stuff.
Don't go into
than
all
our normal. But like, there's no detail.
We had like 12.
Literally, you're like, we have this idea, and then there's no detail. And we're like, but how do we make it funny?
Or like, we come up with an idea, and then we're like, that's just a skit. That's not actually a story.
Like, it was the
Butter Knife Kid.
Yes. The Butter Knife Kid.
It'd be a great skit, but it wasn't a story.
Yeah. So you have to come up with a three-act story, so it's tough. But yeah, if we ever do, we could enter into a film festival. There's tons of them around, especially in areas. But you pay like $500. They'll look at your video, and as long as it's not like a snuff film or pornography, they'll go, yeah, okay, we'll show it. And then they'll show it, and sometimes they'll have awards and stuff. And there are producers and stuff, they will go to that show, they will watch the movies, and that's kind of how like new directors get found.
Yeah. And I would think that, or I would hope that people like Netflix or studios like Netflix, even bigger ones like DreamWorks or Paramount, actually go and find these things and say, all right, well, you're starting out, let's try
it. I
think if they don't do it, I think that's untapped, because with the amount of money Netflix is spending, so I give somebody $1 million to go all around, say, northeast of North Carolina, and just say, give $50,000 to who you think is a good, go to all these showings of small things, and just say, look, for $50,000, we'll give you, see what you can do for an hour and a half.
You know who does...
First of all, good luck making a movie for $50,000.
No, but say, put together a movie for an hour and a half, he has $50,000, cover some of the costs. Probably have to be done with friends and stuff. You get something that turns out good,
you would ask for like a short film. So 15 to 20
grand, you could probably do a short film, but
like a feature length.
No, but it's but the, clearly you're not going to go sign up somebody who just films on their phone. You have a hardcore camera. Yeah. You don't need to spend a ton of money on your camera. It can get you by for a full length movie.
Usually, I mean, we're lucky we own our camera. But usually, like people who make movies, they rent.
Yeah, you always rent.
You never buy.
You could, well, you could obviously rent studio equipment and things
unless
like that.
Unless you're Tommy Wiseau, who bought
all there the you equipment. Go.
Well, that's a, yeah, that's.
Yeah, but I know I don't know if they keep doing it, but I know like Walmart's done that for the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, that's a different.
Yeah, they'll be like, you can film a 20-second commercial, random person nobody knows. So, but yeah,
sorry,
it is a an untapped market. So,
yeah, well, I think it is, but yeah, back to the whole Apple TV Plus thing. So they're starting end of this year, I believe.
Yeah, same with Disney Plus.
Same with Disney Plus, unless something goes wrong.
Yeah.
So it's going to be those two additions to the Netflix, the Hulu, CBS All Access.
They have to wow me before I even think. Because the thing with Apple
same
is...
Same thing with Disney, CBS least, All Access.
Yeah, and they've yet to wow me.
Yeah.
The closest would be this Twilight Zone, and I want to see how the first few episodes are before I jump
that
in.
That hasn't come out yet, right?
No.
I wonder if we should... How many devices do they have? I wonder if we should just...
I'm not spending money on one show.
No, but if it's like $3,
yeah,
then you could just share.
I can jump on my Fire Stick and watch it on there.
Valid. I still won't get a Fire Stick.
Yeah,
picture quality in some of those movies is just
you got to
not...
wait.
TV
shows, it's fine. Honestly, like the day after, like the day it comes out.
I have DVR and everything is the day after for Hulu, DVR, and the CW app for me. So it's just
that CW app.
That CW app is on point.
Yeah, that's a game changer.
It really is.
Dare to defy.
And it's strange because my DVR is not going to be filled because they're canceling everything.
Yeah.
So my DVR is not going to be filled with superhero shows anymore. It's going to be
disappointing.
I know it's going to be weird. I'm caught up with everything but Arrow currently.
Yeah,
so.
I still got to watch all of like last season of everything.
But what was I going to say? So now we're just getting to the point where Apple Plus comes in. It's $12.99, give or take. Disney Plus is $12.99, give or take. Netflix is $15. Hulu's $8. Prime is $9. So you're looking at what? All in all, $60, $70 bucks.
So basically, plus basic cable,
plus the cost of internet, which is another $60. That's the cost of cable currently for me.
Yeah,
$120.
$120. That's basically internet and cable.
Internet
right
and
there.
Cable currently, and it's kind of getting close.
It's getting to the point where I don't know. Like I just don't know anymore. I don't want to cut the cord because then you don't get like football games.
It's football. It's only football for me.
Yeah.
It's nothing else.
Yeah, it's live events. Right?
Yeah, live events.
Football, sports.
Yeah,
live events. But you can watch the Oscars streaming online.
Yeah,
all those big ones are going to be online nowadays.
Yeah,
yeah, everything's moving online. So
yeah, like even Yahoo was doing football games.
Yeah,
on
Facebook does baseball games.
Oh,
Facebook.
Yeah, if you want to watch baseball, yeah, that's for you. And the NBC app also has a ton of hockey.
Yeah,
you can get a gold membership.
NBC Sports.
I think you can get a gold membership for $60 a year or something.
The Olympics, they're usually online because there's just so many events.
Yeah, there's a ton of events. There's replays.
Is March Madness online?
Maybe. I would assume
it might
be
for CBS, but you'd have to get.
Oh,
it might be All Access.
That sucks.
Yeah, because those are only on TV. Right. So if the problems are CBS, NBC, Fox, and ABC.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that we have issue are causing the issue. It's the only reason that's holding me back.
Yeah.
Well, and four of those own Hulu. So
correct. Yeah. ABC is part of Hulu.
Yeah, ABC, Fox, and NBC both all own a share of Hulu. So.
Yeah, and great. All those shows come in right the day after.
Yeah.
So it's just,
I love it.
I know,
love
it's
it,
great.
Love it, love it.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah,
shows up right.
I'm caught up with
Are
it.
You caught up?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
funny. This year's pretty good.
I like this year. This season's pretty good.
Well, anyway, it just keeps adding up. So we're going to have to do some... I'm going to have to do some thinking about some of these streaming things.
Like I said, I think if anything... Apple has to wow me before I hop on board with that, but I feel like we four need to split the Disney. I think that's what it's going to come down to.
The thing about this whole Apple thing is I've heard a lot of bluster. I've heard like, ooh, Apple's doing this. But I've seen nothing yet definitive that I'm like, ooh, I'd check that out.
Like
even on their, like, they're doing like a gaming Netflix sort of
streaming. Oh, yeah, they're doing a gaming
where, like, stream. I was like, ooh, let me check that out. And then they're like, here are all the games. I'm like, I've not heard a single one of these games.
It's all like app games and stuff.
Yeah, it's all app games.
It's
stuff.
Nothing like, special.
Then why am I going to get this?
Why are you going to spend $10 on this? Yeah, it's... So Apple needs time, and
I think it's just a time thing.
Yeah,
they're moving in the right direction.
But to announce this without anything I can sink my teeth into.
Well, they could have gave you no games, and they could have gave you no.
But
celebrities saying, "All right, we're involved with this project."
That's fine. That's fine if you have a bunch of celebrities. If you have no content to show, I could be like. You know, the cast of the Avengers, everybody. It's like, oh, cool. They're going to be in something? They're here to promote it. So they're doing something for your app?
No, they announced
What did they announce? What shows or movies did they announce?
I read it, but I didn't
remember. Did they show trailers?
No. No show titles, no show trailers.
Then what's the point?
The fact that they're just getting it going. That's the whole point of this thing, we're launching this platform. We need to get you a little excited. These are the people involved.
I would be more excited if you showed me something. These people are involved.
So say you did that. They showed a few trailers, say, to whatever it is.
I'd be okay.
And then people hated every single trailer. Then nobody's going to sign up for...
Then whoever did the platform, fire the person who did your trailers, because the point of the trailers.
Yeah, but it could just be a boring concept. Good. I don't want to see an Oprah talk show. I don't want to watch that.
Yeah, but there's tons of people.
But
who
the Steven
do.
Spielberg,
tons of people.
I know
do.
That's fine, but I don't.
If there's three trailers for them that get shown for talk shows, then I'm not going to do it. Here's the thing, Chris.
I don't care what celebrities you have up there. They all can make bad content.
Oh, I agree.
Like, there's really no celebrity or person in filmmaking or TV that you can put up there that would honestly make me interested without some kind of concept.
I need content. I don't need names.
Even like a concept for a show. I'd be cool.
Did you know that Apple TV Plus was coming out?
I believe I heard murmurs on the internet about it.
There you go. You finally got definitive answer. This is coming out at the end of the year.
And when I heard that it was possibly coming out, I was like, not happening. I'm not paying Apple for that.
Okay,
and
that's
now
fine.
That it's come out, I'm like, nope, I'm not paying Apple for that. Like,
yeah, and until you see a trailer for something, then you might.
But if it's coming out at the end of this year, that means everything has been in production for a while, so they do have stuff coming for it, but they're not releasing anything. Just show me like a 5-second clip, a montage of what you're going to bring to the table. Anything.
I didn't see it, so I don't know if they actually showed anything.
I don't think they did.
I haven't heard anything.
That's
something you would hear
about. I don't think that was the platform for them to try and release, quote unquote, release a trailer. I don't think that was what they intended for. We'll probably see stuff in the second half of this year.
We'll see.
So big stuff from Apple.
Yeah.
Adding to our array of online platforms that we need to try and tackle. We've given up on trying new shows. It's just way too many.
No, yeah, there's way too many shows out there. It's been tough.
And speaking of shows, just future, because I think we'll wrap up right now.
Yeah. I actually have one last thing.
All right, say it now.
You want to make... Okay, there was a bombshell of a trailer that dropped just the other day.
Don't tell me Pikachu.
No, God, no.
Okay.
Worse. They're making a live-action Dora the Explorer movie. Now... I know. I see. Chris is looking at me like, "Why are we even talking about this?"
I'm looking at you like that.
I'm understanding that. So I'm like, first of all, why is there a Dora the Explorer movie even being made by Nickelodeon? Oh wait, they did the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Michael Bay movie, so obviously they've got to find something.
I still have yet to see The Legend of the Hidden Temple. Yeah. Oh no, I did watch it.
Sorry.
It was bad. Half of it.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. Let's check this. Like I was on Facebook and it came up and I was like, wow, this is stupid because it's Dora. I don't fucking care about Dora. I'm too old for that shit. But then like the bad
adult. So when is my Star Wars movie coming?
So yeah.
I don't want no girls allowed in Star Wars.
What are you more excited for? No. Game of Thrones or Star Wars The Clone Wars?
Star Wars The Clone Wars. Okay. Obviously. Give me the Clone Wars.
Excuse me while I slide over this box of Star Wars toys that are in your house.
So I'm watching the trailer. I have no idea who the girl is who plays Dora. But then, like, her parents, I'm assuming they're her parents, are Michael Peña and Eva Longoria. So two big names right there. So I'm like,
okay,
hey,
okay.
Okay. Big names. And then the bad guy shows up. Temuera Morrison, you know, Jango Fett, Aquaman's dad, shows up. He's the bad guy. I'm like, okay, we got some names going in here. And you see, you know, if you don't even have to be like, I know Dora, like, just vaguely. There's, like, two characters you know. There's Boots, who's that monkey with boots on, which is retarded, played by Danny Trejo. I'm like, hold up a second. Machete is playing Boots in this movie.
So as you're describing this, anyone else feel like Robert Rodriguez should be
right? I'm like, is this Spy Kids? what's going on here? And then I was like, okay, there's one other character that they didn't talk about because it's too stupid to have in a movie, and that's Swiper. No swiping. Everyone knows Swiper.
I don't know.
Well, he's
in
this movie. He's a weasel with a mask on. So you know he's bad. Don't worry.
Isn't that just a raccoon?
Benicio del Toro is voicing Swiper in this. I'm like, what is this movie?
That's a hard pass for me anyway.
I understand it's a hard pass. I'm not watching this, but I'm looking at these names and I'm like, how'd they sign all these people to this movie? Nickelodeon has that kind of money?
That was great radio, Chris.
It doesn't matter. I couldn't get a dollar bill out
crinkle,
in time.
Crinkle,
hold
crinkle.
On, let me get a dollar bill and see if it crinkles on the microphone.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. That's a one, no.
Danny,
yeah,
Trejo,
I could tell that was a one.
Did you tell because it's all like drenched and stuff? But it's been up so many buttholes. No, I gotta wash my hands.
But yeah, no, like this trailer dropped. I'm like, this movie's just confused me. I had to bring it up because I'm like, how did this movie get made with this many famous people? And apparently it was filmed in Australia, which is why Temuera Morrison's in it. He's Australian. But like half the cast is Australian, but it's supposed to take place in like Latin America. So they had to have like a voice coach on to teach these people how to speak with a Latin American accent. Like, I'm
Crikey
so...
SA!
I'm so, like, interested in the making of this film and how it got made. I don't care what this movie... It's going to suck. But I'm so, like, interested in how they got this cast together to do this movie. And, I don't know. Like, I'm so confused.
Moving on.
I saw a little bit of news. You know how Marvel's making The Eternals?
Yes.
Angelina Jolie is apparently signed on to be in it.
Oh, okay.
Don't know what the role is, but...
Yeah. All right.
Still early.
Early. Yeah.
Okay, well... Just foreshadowing, but kind of talking about a few things coming up.
All right.
Game of Thrones.
Yep.
April 14th.
Yep.
Day before tax day. Might not get, we'll hopefully have John in for that.
Stay tuned for more tax tips.
It's going to be 3 weeks, so Game of Thrones comes out in 3 weekends from now. So 2 weekends after this weekend. And then 2 weeks after that, we get Avengers. So it's just going to be like a bunch of... Because right now we're kind of in a lull. And then in two or three
weeks...
We're
in a TV lull. Movies are starting to come out.
Yeah, they're starting to.
I mean, I have no intention to seeing Dumbo, but...
Nope.
You guys are more than welcome to.
Good. We got Shazam coming out.
There's no crows. I don't care.
I want racist crows.
I need those racist crows.
And on that note... And on that note, so if you like all of our episodes, you can find them on Podbean and iTunes and Stitcher. Send us a message, facebook.com/ Knights of Nerditude. Give us some things that you want us to discuss, because we're kind of in that dull period right now where we can kind of have open discussions about Star Wars and things like that. So,
Andorra.
Andorra. So leave us a review also. Please leave us a review on iTunes and give us a rating. That really does help us out. That does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Bye.
Adios.